Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Prozers. Welcome to Prozy's Corner, where you have two BFFs working to motivate, inspire, and elevate our listeners. I am your host, author Mara Proz, with my co-host, Nikki W.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. Hopefully it doesn't flood in Houston, right?
Right.
So, today we have another great show. We think all our shows are great, but this one's really great. We have two outstanding entrepreneurs. Darnell Strait is an owner of a boutique cigar company, and he is going to be talking about that. I met him when I was in oil and gas. I worked for him for about 2 weeks. If I had known that he was going to be hired, I would not have resigned. I did not get along with the vice president there. But by the time Darnell was hired, I had already resigned, and I was like, damn, you know. But we kept in touch, and, you know, we've done other endeavors, and he has a lot to tell us. So we're looking forward to that. And then, of course, we have Dwayne Jones back. I mean, he's talking about his first show. It's going to be July 22nd. Nikki and I are planning at the moment to fly in for the show and fly back out, because we've got a lot going on this year with the book signings and everything. But we're excited about that. Here are our announcements. The Journey to Mara Proz, I'm calling it now a poetic memoir, is on Amazon. Please, please, please go get your copy and leave a review. I'm very proud of the work. The Davenport is not far behind it. It is in Amazon review and should be on there next week. So we're moving. We're finally making progress. Right?
Right. Right. Fingers crossed.
And as soon as the Davenport is available on Amazon and everybody's purchasing it, I am happy to announce that the prologue to book two is complete, and it is packed with more suspense, thriller, drama than the first book. So I'm happy about book two. I'm in the middle of still writing that, and I hope to have that out before the end of the year, but I don't want to set a date yet because I'm a perfectionist, and the book is never right. And Nikki will have to literally pull the book from me and say, it's fine, post it. Otherwise, I'll never get it posted. So.
No, she'll keep making changes and changes and changes.
Yes, I will. OCD here. And next announcement is Nikki and I are working on some book signings at a couple of bookstores. We'll be giving you more information about that on the 30th. Our next show. So that'll be exciting. You can come out and get your book signed, and I'm going to be reading some poetry. I'm even going to develop some new poetry for each book signing, so that there's something new and fresh if you've already read the book. And lastly, at the end of this show, we are going to have our Mara Pros book club discussion. So stay with us, and we are talking about our summer of romance.
My favorite.
Yeah, Mickey's favorite. What are you reading right
yeah,
now,
yeah.
Mickey?
What haven't I read? I've read, and I can't even think of the authors. Walk of Shame. I'm rereading Nana Malone's Game Set Match. I've read the J.S. Scott's three books of her release series, a Walker Brothers series, and this is just all in the last 2 weeks, y'all.
My goodness.
And I've read like five other books.
I'm still on Game
books.
Set Match in the beginning.
Yeah. So it keeps me company, especially when I'm working and have earbuds in, I'm listening to a book. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that's how I get through them so fast. Listen to them in the car. So enough about my reading.
Yeah. We'll discuss that at the end of the show. I'm sorry I brought it
mm-hmm.
up too early. You know me, I never stick to my script. So right now we are going to bring in Darnell. And I wanted to give a brief bio on him, but I'm going to let him introduce himself and tell you all about his endeavors and how he started and go from there. So, Prosers, welcome Darnell to Prosy's Corner.
Darnell.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to come on to your show.
Oh, we're glad to have you.
Thank you.
So tell
Thank
us,
you.
Darnell, what inspired you to start this business?
Well, probably over the last 7 or 8 years, several buddies of mine, we've traveled for golf and other activities, and we tend to have cigars during our leisure time. And as we would go around the country and buy cigars in cigar stores, the quality and the type of cigar would be kind of hit or miss. There are hundreds of cigars out there, maybe just bad luck on our part that we couldn't always consistently find the right ones. So we would sit around and talk about we could do this better, and we talked about it for 2 or 3 years. And then at some point I said, you know what, I'm going to stop talking about it. I'm going to start doing some research. I spent about 2 years researching, and then little by little start making contacts to figure out how to blend, produce, and manufacture my own cigar. And that process has come full circle as of this month. So we've put a nice cigar together that we believe the public will love.
That's great. Tell us about your background.
Well, I'm trained in supply chain and logistics, and I've been in corporate America for about 26 years in various roles, and oil and gas, consumer packaging, electronics, international business. So I've had an opportunity to work pretty much literally all around the world, and I thought that my background in supply chain and in management would suit me well, and it has, because I've literally mm-hmm. taken those corporate skills and now moved them over into my own business. And I've literally been able to cut international packaging deals in China with manufacturers that literally would have been with some of the same Fortune 500 companies I've worked for in the past.
That is great. Congratulations.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What a skill to have in this day and age, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you know, I've gotten a lot of motivation from friends around, you know, go off and do your own thing. You know, you guys have probably heard the same thing with your endeavors. You know, you should work for yourself, but you know it's a process. And I literally had an opportunity where that window opened up about 12 months ago to say I'm going to go off and try to utilize my skill set and knowledge to start my own company. And I found some great partners that are helping me right now to not only launch the company, but mold and shape the brand in a way that we have longevity. You know, not just, you know, throw a cigar out into the marketplace. Hopefully it catches. And if it does, make a lot of money and then leave. We're here for the lifestyle. We believe we have a lifestyle blend, a lifestyle cigar that can ride along with your activities is what we like to say, is that if you're into music, if you're into reading, if you're into traveling, our cigar can ride along with you and make that experience better.
Nice.
Yes.
I don't smoke cigars, but I'm still going to buy them because I like the smell of them. So I will be supporting you right now.
Right. I appreciate that. And believe it or not, we took that into consideration in our blend. We tried to take a different approach. We looked at the aroma. We looked at the blending part, which is the actual blending of the tobacco to get a certain flavor profile. So we tried to put together a medium body cigar that has a very aromatic flavor profile that has some spice, some coffee, a little cocoa in it that would appeal to a broad range of people so that it breaks the stereotype of just men sitting in the back room puffing a bunch of smoke and no one else is involved. Mm-hmm. We believe that our cigar will cross gender lines and that it will be loved just like any other product or leisure activity that men and women engage in.
Great. So where do you want to take it? I mean, how far do you want to go with it, Darnell? Are you going to add on other different products to this company, or are you just going to strictly focus on cigars?
Great question. We have a strategy that we call the three-leg process. The first leg on the chair is to develop a cigar will meet the needs of the public in terms of the lifestyle, those that enjoy cigars. And so the lifestyle, the quality, and the pricing. Once we've met that objective and we've firmly established ourselves in the market, we like to get involved in some other investments that would allow our company to grow kind of laterally across, not just in the cigar industry, but have some pure investments that would allow us to manage our risk. So the cigar industry kind of bounces up and down a little bit. Then we've got some investments in other industries or investment tools that will help stabilize our business. But ultimately, we like to, you know, create wealth and work with other businesses to, in terms, invest in them, or we go off and do joint ventures together. And Mario, you know this from our days in oil and gas, is that a lot of large companies are really just a number of small deals kind of put together.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of small companies have been bought up by the larger companies to give them the growth that they need. And I believe that we can tap into these medium and small-sized businesses and put our resources together and hit some international markets and also do some deals domestically.
That sounds great. It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to all of that transpiring. I really am.
Yeah, we're pretty proud. We've got some ambitious goals. One of the other things we believe we could get into is leisure activities for our customers. Now, this may be a bit of a stretch, but we believe that if we can work with the travel industry, we would like to put together some activities that our customers can enjoy our cigars. So maybe some travel arrangements where we'd have kind of a cigar vacation, maybe in the island somewhere.
Mm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and
nice.
Although you guys may not smoke cigars, you might enjoy the travel aspect of it. So
yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, so just that life.
You say
again,
travel,
that lifestyle.
And I'm there.
Absolutely, absolutely. So those are some of the things we want to do. We want to disrupt the industry. The industry
mm-hmm.
has a path, a traditional path,
mm-hmm.
and we believe that with the thoughts and ideas and strategies that we have today, that we could be disruptive in that industry.
Mm-hmm.
So think of if we were to put together a cruise to some island somewhere, and the theme would be more around leisure activities and the ability to have that cigar available to you whenever you want, and we just help you combine that travel, and that leisure time that you would spend with your cigar. In our research, we find that our customer base loves to travel, they love activities, and then they can be as simple as just sitting in the backyard with friends and family smoking a cigar. So we thought we would take advantage of that and say from the backyard to an island and all in between, we can take advantage of giving our customers what they want. So we have a concierge service that we're developing that will survey our customers, and we intend to bring back to our customer base the things that they want. So if enough of our customers think this travel strategy is something they would participate in, then we would go off and make arrangements so that we could put together a jazz cruise, an island vacation, say, in Puerto Rico, and we would spend 4 or 5 days there visiting the island, but it would be centered around the cigar.
That's awesome. That's game-changing. I'm always telling Nikki, with the Marlboros, I want it to be game-changing. I want it to stand out and do different things than, you know, the other self-published. So I think that's great, and it's such a great idea.
Right. And to add to what you're saying, like if you, your book club, if they ever came together locally and several of them smoke cigars, why couldn't we do your book club and our cigar together? So we can make them together. Now, and we'd be respectful. We'd be respectful of the folks that don't smoke. So we would announce to the group that this is a pairing of the book and a cigar, our cigar, which is Empress Cut Natural Pleasure. And so hopefully those two would ride together pretty good.
That sounds like an awesome
that
idea.
That would definitely work.
Yes, we need to put that together.
Absolutely.
That's probably the key that we need, Nick, to bring our participation back up.
Right.
And the strategy is to cross-pollinate with different groups. So your group have some characteristics that are different than my group, but then there may be a line of several things that are in common. And so we can extract from each group an opportunity to do business and present products and services that both groups would buy independently anyway.
Right. No, I love that idea.
I do too.
So we're using Houston as a test bed. We're looking at doing some leisure activities around festivals in the near future where we would promote our cigar, maybe some music events. And so we're open to anything that would further our brand and also further the brand of some of our partners that we've established with.
Great. And, you know, I'm doing the same thing, Darnell, looking at festivals and stuff. So as I find stuff, I'll send it to you as well. And you may know or have heard of it or you may not, but I'll send you what I'm finding and I'm trying to be a vendor at for my books. And you can do the same thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We've got a couple festivals that we are in the process of trying to ink deals on. Some we're going to create ourselves. And I'm more than happy to share that with you so that you look at the profile of that group we're going after. You may say, hey, that's part of the same customer base that I would be marketing to. We would love to ride along with you.
I appreciate that. Definitely.
That's a lot of fun when you do
more.
It with somebody.
See, there's our conversation for our lunch, Darnell. Lunch soon.
There you go. I can envision us smoking cigars, drinking wine, and reviewing your book.
Yes.
All right.
That
yes.
sounds perfect. Nikki, you come along too.
I will.
Darnell
is
great.
You have to invite me. No,
Nikki,
I'm coming.
Nikki, you're already in the car, so when I'm saying this, you're already in. The three of us, we're already riding together.
Okay.
This sounds good.
Yeah.
It's funny because when I first met Darnell, I just walked into his office and started talking to him. You know me, Chatty Cathy.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how he felt about that, Darnell. I was just like, hey, welcome. And then at the same time, I tell them, well, I resigned.
Right.
It was so funny. He really tried to get me to change my mind. I did change my mind, but it was just too late. It literally the day before Nick, and I should have been working with Darnell longer. But the short amount of time that I got to work with him, and I kept in touch with him, and I have to thank you, Darnell, for all the support you've given me over the years, the great references, everything. I really appreciate it.
No, you deserve it, and I feel like a proud father to see the progress that you've made, because although we worked together less than 2 weeks, we stayed connected, we met for lunch, you shared your ideas, and to see your ideas take effect and you have a viable product in the marketplace is wonderful, and it just is a testimony that hard work, persistence, and staying focused on the goal, you will achieve it. No matter what anybody says, you can author your own destiny. So I'm really proud of you. I talk about you all the time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Darnell, give them the information. Oh, no, Nikki, you got questions? I'm sorry.
I have a question, yeah. So, Darnell, I don't know much about cigars, but sometimes I'll get the Wine Aficionado or Stater magazine, and they'll have list of cigars and things in there that have won awards. Are you at the point where you can submit your cigar to any of that?
We haven't yet. This is really great. We receive our first production batch of cigars in about 2 weeks. So literally, this is the first program that I've been on.
Yeah.
And
Yay.
In 2 weeks, we'll have our cigars. We're doing some testing.
Okay.
So we have sample cigars that we're testing around the country with to get customer feedback so that we can maybe make some slight changes to our blend based on our customers that we've talked to. And then secondly, once we've been in the marketplace for a little while, we will then go for some ratings on our cigar so that we can – look at Cigar Aficionado, Cigar Snob, and hopefully we'll get good feedback from those magazines as they smoke our cigar and tell their customer base what they think about it.
Right.
But we think it'll rate.
That would be great.
We think it'll rate very high because we've done the time. We spent the time blending the cigar, and we sampled a lot of cigars before we would release it to the marketplace.
Mhm. Yeah.
And the website is awesome. The website alone makes you want to smoke a cigar, regardless of if you're a smoker or not. I was like, this looks great. Oh. Did you take a look at that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, and we tried to put our journey on our website. That's what we call it, the journey, from inception of the idea through post-production, that's where we are right now. And that hopefully people will connect with that story. We have a blog on our website. One of my partners, Greg Willis, did a fabulous job of putting a blog out on the website that talked about In Seek of the Perfect Cigar. And so this journey that he walks the bloggers through, it's incredible. I mean, it reads like a novel. So, Mara, you probably would love it. And I bet... if you go and read it, if you and Nikki go read it, you may say, maybe I should try this cigar because I like the way this journey is going.
Yeah.
And so, so he did an incredible job. Yep, so,
I'm definitely going to check that out.
Yeah. It's like when I go to the bookstore, I'll go and I'll pull, if I like the cover, that's one thing, and then I'll flip it to the back. If that reads well, then I'm like, oh, yeah, I want this. So, yeah, if that journey is what you say it is, then that definitely will make me want to buy a cigar and smoke it. And I don't even smoke.
It is. I try not to overhype things, but I've told Greg on several occasions that the words that he used and the passion shows in the blog, and we can't wait to go live on the website. We have our website up, and anyone of your viewers can go out there. We officially launch around July 1 once all of our cigars are in town, are in. And I'm really looking forward to people engaging with that blog, because we want to be interactive with our customers. Cigars is just a tool for us to spend time together and enjoy the finer things of life. So without you, you know, it doesn't matter. So we want to engage with our customers. We want to have a high touch level. That's what we think is the deciding factor, and that kind of stretching the boundaries out a little bit, that the larger guys, they do a fairly good job, but they're so big, mm-hmm. they can't touch people. We can touch people.
Right.
We can touch our customers.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So.
And I see you have, I'm on the site right now, so you have a monthly membership you're going to be offering. Can you talk about that?
Yes. We have a monthly cigar membership program where we'll have give our members a discount for their cigars. So if you join the cigar program, which is 3 cigars for $24.99 a month, you'll get those cigars at a discounted price versus the normal price of the cigar. We have a concierge service that will help you pair your cigar with food and drink beverages for any type of party or event that you might have. And then any of our outside events, we're offering a 10% discount just because you're a member and you decided to ride along with us long term. The thought was for a regular cigar smoker, you would have those cigars available to you instead of having to run to the store and buy cigars. They would be available because you want them in your humidor hydrating for a little while before you smoke them. So if you got cigars on Monday, you probably would want to put them in your humidor and let them hydrate for 24 to 48 hours and then smoke them. So if you smoke one cigar a week, by the time you smoke your third cigar, hopefully your new arrival of cigars have arrived at your house and gone through a process of some level of hydration so that you get the maximum flavor out of it.
So that's how that works. Darnell, okay, you're teaching
that
me.
That sounds so awesome. So describe to us, Darnell, you know, the ones who have never smoked a cigar. What is the feeling? Is it you get a relaxing feeling? What do you feel? Or what is the benefit from smoking a cigar?
So great question. So I'll answer it in kind of two ways. If I'm by myself and I've had a long day, I may want to sit in my backyard and look at the moon and smoke a cigar with my favorite beverage. And now I'm able to relax and really taste the flavor of that cigar and allow it to just take me places. And since we're a lifestyle cigar, I can enjoy the moon, whether that's a full moon or half moon. I can enjoy the weather in my backyard, or I can think about the next trip I want to take or the next mountain I want to climb, or I can relax and just kind of pull away from that very difficult day that I had, and I really can just look at my cigar and let it speak to me. I can look at how it's burning, and the aroma of the cigar can really relax me when I get notes of chocolate, I get notes of cocoa, you know, coming up into my nostrils and just kind of really saying, you know what, this is probably the best decision that I made all day long, was to light this cigar up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, secondly, it's a good opportunity to bring people together. And we see this all the time. If for cigar smokers, and they will attest to this, that when you said, hey, let's go have a cigar, it's an opportunity for people to gather and have time together. And it always, the cigar becomes a conduit for conversation, for food, for great entertainment. And so people love to get together and use that cigar as an opportunity to just enjoy one another's company, regardless of where you are. And it never fails. At the end, the last thing that's spoken is, not only is this a great cigar, this Emperor's Cut Natural Pleasure, but when can we do it again? It lends itself to repeatable activity of great joy and entertainment.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yes.
I think it's
anything
such
you
a
compare.
Phenomenal idea.
Yeah. Anything
Sorry,
you
Nikki,
compare
go ahead.
With food and drink, I would say anything you pair with food and drink and entertainment, anything you pair with that, I think that it's a great market for it. You know, because after you eat, you may want to smoke a cigar. I mean, and it's bringing people together. You want to talk about it and bring discussion. So I think that's great, man. I can't wait. You're getting me excited.
I mean,
and I don't even smoke.
It allows people to enjoy that little bit of time. You know, we're running, all of us are running 40-plus hours a week on either promoting a business or working on someone's job. And it allows you to really supersize those few hours you have. And when you can mix it with good friends, you get
mm-hmm.
so much enjoyment out of it. It becomes enriched. So if I had to leave a word, you know, behind is that cigar can help enrich that time that you spend with the people that are precious in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, and it'll make your cigars
go,
will be coming out.
I'm sorry, what
sorry.
Was that?
I was saying
no,
they're coming out at the right time. One of my physicians that I work for, he loves cigars, and his birthday is July 2nd. So I will definitely be buying him some and giving them to him for his birthday so he can try it out. And then he can, you know, spread the word, tell his friends.
Right, right.
Yeah,
we,
absolutely.
Have you had one funny story? I was picking up my sample cigars at from UPS, and for some reason everybody at UPS was smelling the box and follow me out to the car, like, where are they going to be? I'm like, guys, these are samples, and here's my card, and we go on the website, and you can get more information. And literally, one of the managers at FedEx emailed me the night before last and said, I'm still waiting. Where can I get this cigar? So we've created a lot of buzz, and we're very appreciative that it's the initial reaction has been very exciting. And the few test groups that we've had, people have asked to buy the cigar. We're like, not yet, not yet. You're just part of a test group. And they're getting antsy. So we feel like we've got a good buzz going on. We've got great reviews so far. And we just want to get through our testing period to make sure we got a really good sample set before we release the cigar to the public.
How long do you do that?
We think in 2 weeks we'll release the cigar to the public. Maybe 3 weeks it'll be available. We'll redo some things on our website to let everybody know it's available, and then we'll do some promotions to show that it's out there. But we have a Facebook page that we can keep people up to date with our progress and how we're doing. And we've got Instagram. So we'll try to use several different mediums to keep our future customers up the par.
Okay.
And also, what I have just started, Darnell, after every show for Mar Pros Monday, I do a blog post about the show. So this Monday, it'll be all about everything that you've told us, and that's going to help promote it as well.
Great. Right. And we also, for your listeners, if they go to www.empresscut.com, we have an email list. If you go to the homepage and look at the bottom, you can sign up for our newsletter, and that'll keep you up to date on what we're doing.
That's great. Nikki, I see a new pastime in our future, don't you?
Yeah.
Wine and Darnell cigars. I see it. I do.
Hey. Then we're doing a good job if we got you envisioning and having the visions of cigars and wine. So this has been great, then.
Yes, absolutely.
It has.
Yeah.
So before you go, Darnell, tell them again how they can, your website, how they can reach you, and everything else that they need to do to get this awesome product.
So you can do a search and go to www.emperorscut.com, and you can go on our homepage at the bottom and sign up for our newsletter, and that way you can stay in contact with us. We also have a Facebook page, same thing, Emperor's Cut is the name, hashtag Emperor's Cut, and that way you can keep up with what we have going on in the city. We've done a few events, so we have pictures out there of a few events that we've done, and we're always looking for our customers to help us post different activities. So, and on our website, we have our telephone number out there, so that as well, you can call us and we'll keep you up to par, or you can email us and we'll give you the latest information on when we plan to launch the cigar. And the name of the cigar is called Natural Pleasure.
Natural Pleasure. Awesome.
Yes.
So when you officially launch it, you have to come back on the show, Darnell, and tell us all about it. And again, that it's officially launched, and we'll remind everybody about the show and what we were thinking about. So we definitely, definitely want to have you back and appreciate you coming on today.
Yes. I appreciate it, too. Thank you so much for having me and giving me this platform. And I would love to come back. And then one day when I come back, we'll be doing it from an island, the Empress Cut cruise ship.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
And we'll be doing the show right there with you.
We sure will.
We'll be reading books, smoking cigars, and drinking wine.
There you go.
Yes. That's it.
All
we're going to make that happen. Well, Darnell,
absolutely.
You're welcome to stay on for the rest of the show, or I don't know if you have to go. We have Dwayne, he's a graphic digital artist, coming up next,
okay.
And then we have our discussion. And if you want to stay on, you have any questions for him, feel free.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will be in the background.
Okay. Great.
All righty.
Okay. I'm going to let Nikki introduce Dwayne now. And how about it, Nikki?
Dwayne is, he was on the show a few weeks ago, and he has a fantastic talent that you would not know that was digital art. He blew me away, and I've been talking about him ever since. And he has his first exhibition coming up soon, so he had to come back. We had to bring him back to tell us all about it. Dwayne?
Yes, hello.
Welcome.
Hey,
how
Dwayne.
I'm okay. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Good. Welcome back.
Good. Thanks a lot. Glad to be back. Glad to be back.
I told Nikki, Nikki, I told Dwayne that at least this time I'm not, you know, running through an airport trying to do the show and keep getting
That's
cut
right.
off.
That's so. Right. I forgot you weren't on that show. But it was a good show, though, Dwayne. We had a great show that day.
Yes,
I really enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of ratings from that show. It was a really good show.
Yeah.
I hate I couldn't be a part of it, but
I know.
Oh, well. Good job.
Yeah. But now you're back. So tell us about your new exhibition. Is this your first one, right? Let me get it right.
Yes, this is my first one. Well, I had one before. My partner set one up for me in Bloomfield a couple of months ago. You know, it's something small. We was new at it, you know, and it went pretty well. But this is the first big one that I'm having in New York City, and I'm really excited about this. You know, we all know that New York is a very big place and a lot of entertainment there. You know, a lot of scouts, a lot of talent. So this is like really a big one for me, and I'm very excited, very excited. The company is called Flawless Fab New York City, and we will be on display from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., but the main show, as far as art, will start at 6 p.m. And I'll be the major featured artist there, and I'll have my stuff displayed all over so everybody can see what's going on. You can actually purchase the paintings, talk to me, you know, get to know everybody, and what's going on as far as with me and my company.
And I've noticed, you know, daily you've been posting new pictures. Are these pictures going to be on exhibit, or are you going to have a whole collection that we haven't seen
Most
yet?
Most of them will. Most of them will, but I'm going to have another collection that no one has seen yet. You know, I'm going to have lots of other pictures that haven't been displayed yet. So, and they'll be very, very colorful, very exciting as the ones that you have been seeing. So come on out and see what I have, and I'm pretty sure you'll have a good time and you will be excited. have some good stuff lined up for you. Great stuff.
Nikki and I are definitely looking into plane tickets so we can be there to support you. We're very excited for you, very proud of you. You do an amazing job. I cannot wait for you to do my book covers. I want you to do it for the poetry one, but not only that, book two of the Davenports. So
I'm on.
We got to get together on that. Once your show is over, we've got time, but I am so looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. The show is going to be pretty nice. It's going to be, you know, showcase for fashion, music, arts, business, like a, sort of like a seminar, you know, and I'll be the featured artist and the stuff will be displayed all over, like I said, and stuff will be for sale. You know, we can talk about things and what I see as far as when I'm painting, and because I know people have a lot of questions for me. I get asked a lot of questions all the time about my ideas and, you know, how did I come up with this one and what was I thinking when I did this? And a lot of people want to know my procedure, how this stuff is done, because everybody knows, you know, I'm a digital graphic artist. So I basically do all my stuff on C6.
And, you know, Dwayne, for the people who didn't hear your show the first time around, why don't you tell them how you got started and what inspires you and where you plan to take this, where you plan to take your art?
Well, I've always been good with the computer and graphics. And I was playing around one day with a friend of mine, you know, doing superhero, making people superheroes, posting it. And I would get a lot of phone calls of people who wanted me to do pictures for them. So as time went on, I started getting more and more into graphics, going online, taking graphic courses on YouTube, you know, and it caught on from there. One day a friend of mine seen what I was doing, and he said, Hosh, you know, you're really, really good at this. And he said I should really pursue it and try to really, you know, do something professional. So as time went on, I started getting deeper into the images that I have seen as far as in my head, putting them down on canvas and blending colors and actually trying to make the pictures speak. And it caught on from there. One thing led to another, and I'm doing a show in New York now, which I'm very excited about, very excited.
Mm-hmm. They're phenomenal pieces. They really, really are. I look forward to every day seeing, you know, and the new ones that you're posting, they are just amazing. You know, where does your ideas come from? Where do you get them from? How does it come to you?
That's a very good question. That's the question I have for myself. You know, I see lots of images, you know, in my head. And sometimes people give me ideas and I can take their ideas and mix them with mine and try to make them come to life. You know, sometimes when I see an image in my head, you know, and I try to create it, it either comes out exactly like I see or sometimes even better, you know, and it's like just trying to stay creative and trying to stay on top of things. I don't want to even bore myself. If I find myself getting bored with what I'm doing as far as keep taking the same route, the same procedure, I'll try to switch up and go to something else to show my versatility. But the ideas, basically I have even lots more ideas in my head, and I hope I can really make them tangible. But, you know, it's about pleasing the public. I really like when people see what I'm doing and take it into consideration. You know, they're really, really feeling what I'm doing, and I like that. I like it a lot.
That's great. Yeah. And, it's easy to like your stuff. Like I said, it's so fabulous. I definitely, when I do the blog on Monday, I will be including some of your pictures in there in the slideshow so they can see some of your work and stuff. I mean, it's just, it makes you speechless. It's just really, really good work, and I love it. I do. I keep telling you, I can't wait to fill my apartment with it, so.
Yeah.
And Nikki's too.
I thank you so much for that.
We'll fill Nikki's first, though, because at least I do have pictures. Nikki has none.
I don't have
so
anything.
So we will fill Nikki.
Yeah, we got to get some pictures. We got to get some pictures up on Paul.
Yeah, we got to get pictures up for Nikki. So we'll work
on her. It's so bad, Dwayne. You know how you go to you know, those painting places, and you paint something and you bring it home and you just have it sitting. It's so bad that my mom will come over and she was like, why don't you even put that on the wall? You need something on the wall. I was like, I don't want that on the wall. I'll get something. Man, I'm going to get something. When? Just put that on the wall.
Yeah. Man, once you start buying, it becomes very addictive. I have people that brought art to me, you know, and they keep calling back saying they want to get more and more. You know, art to me, art is addictive, period. I sit, mm-hmm. like I said before, I sit here so long, and, you know, my wife will come out the room and she'll say, you know, you still sitting there in that chair, and I'm looking down at my feet are swollen and everything, but once I start, I can't stop. I can't stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mhm. You know, the questions that I get from the last show, mostly people were asking where they can get your art, also the price ranges of it. Can you give them that information?
Sure, I can. Right now, price ranges really run from like $200 and up. All stuff comes on canvas. Sometimes stuff comes on board, but it's very large canvas. Most of the stuff mm-hmm. I sell is like $300, you know, and when people spend that money, they're very, very pleased at, uh-huh. you know, what they're getting. Right now, we don't have a website put up, but they can always find my Facebook page, and they can inbox me, which go on my Messenger, and we take care of business from there. I have PayPal, the Cash App, you know, and they pay for shipping and handling also, and I send the stuff to them. No problem. Stuff comes pretty quick. Comes pretty quick.
Okay. Awesome. Good to know.
So I'm letting everybody know, get them while they're at that price now, because I plan on really doing some great and bigger things, and the price might be going up.
Oh, right. So we better do it while we can right. afford you.
I know.
You're not going to have any payment plans? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, you know, I'm always willing to work with people. I do it all the time. I work with people. Anybody who purchased from me, no. I work with people. You know, we all out here struggling. We all got things we have to do, and I understand that.
Yeah.
Understand that completely. We all have things to do. So I work with people all the time, all the time.
Well, we are just so glad that, you know, we're excited about your show. I really hope that Nikki and I can make it. It sounds like it's going to be a fabulous time. So we are definitely looking at our plane tickets. Of course.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's one thing too that I'm, you know, I'm really amazed, you know, because people, they text me or they'll come up in my inbox and they'll tell me, you know, they're flying out to see the show, and I'm like, you know, wow, you know, so it kind of put a little pressure on me because I don't want nobody flying way over here for no reason at all. So I'm really excited about that. So I'm gonna do my best to impress whoever comes to see me.
Oh, well, that goes without saying. You don't have to worry about that. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a great time, and it will be nice meeting you in person.
Right.
Yes, thank you very much. But everything starts from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. I'll have stuff displayed through the whole place, and mainly my feature will come at 6 p.m., at 6 p.m. But I'm very excited working with Jay Davis in New York City. I think their
mm-hmm.
showcases and their fashion, music, arts, I mean, it's believe me, it's a very, very good extravaganza. Whoever comes is going to really, really enjoy it. They'll really, really enjoy it.
I'm looking forward to it. I truly am.
Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we let you go, let's just tell them once again where they can find you and details about the show. And then we'll dive into our book club discussion, Nick.
Okay.
Well, right now, you can until I put up my site, you can find me at spoilers.com. That's spoilerz.com. And that'll take you to one of my pages. Also, a lot of people, you know, my name is Dwayne Jones, and you'll see my picture on my Facebook page. A lot of people stand up to me on Facebook. Or you can either find me on Instagram at Dwayne Jones.
Awesome. Definitely follow him.
Thank you
on,
so much.
Especially
yeah.
on Instagram, because he posts mm-hmm. his pictures daily, and you can see his work, and it's just really phenomenal.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for coming back on the show. And definitely we would love to have you back right before the show so we can remind our listeners about your show.
Right.
Nikki and I, if we're able to make it, we plan to go live from there and kind of show the event and talk. So, and that'll bring you even more promotion as well.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you so much.
Thank you
You're
for
very
being
welcome.
On. We know you work nights, so we will let you go and get your rest.
Okay. Thank you so
Keep
much, ladies. I appreciate
work,
it.
Duane. Keep up the good work.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Duane.
I love you, Mom. I know you out there.
Okay. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Okay. All right. Take care, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Bye. You too.
All right.
All right, Nikki. We got 10 minutes to talk about your favorite genre.
My favorite genre.
Yes.
You all know that I love romance. Some mystery,
you do.
But it has to have some romance in it. I'll read the suspenseful stuff, but it's got to have romance in it. It just can't be all about time. Kidnapping and murder. Oh gosh, no! I need happy ending.
You are the reason why I put the romance in the Davenport, because I was like, my best friend is not going to be able to get through my book if I don't have some type of romance in there. No, you won't, Nikki.
Yes, I will. I would definitely read your book, Mar. How can I not read your book?
Well,
without
I put romance in there for you. And it's in,
beautiful
places that you like. So I think you're going to really, really like it. So I am reading Game Set Match, or listening to Game Set Match. And I'm also, there's another one that I'm reading, but it's not a romance, so I won't bring it up on here. But so tell me, Nikki, so what is it about romance that makes it your favorite genre?
It's my favorite genre because, the world is such an ugly place at times. And when you have a long day, or if you're just on a weekend and you just want to sit at home and relax, for me, picking up a romance novel, because the majority of the times are going to end with a happy ending, you get to just fall into someone else's world for a while. And we listen to the news and there's this killing here and, disruption here. And romance novels don't hardly have any of that. They'll have like a snippet maybe, but it's all about the romance. Somebody may get kidnapped, but hey, you already know they're going to find that person. And then it's going to be a whirlwind, a whirlwind love, and they're going to be traveling all the world and something. That's why I like romance, because then you can just, it's a fantasy that you can fall into to get out of your everyday.
Yeah, escape reality.
Yeah.
And it is good.
That's a huge
escape. Because,
me,
I like my thrillers and suspense and, my children say that my stuff is like, Mom, that's depressing. But, that's why I wanted to purposely do for the Mara Pros Virtual Book Club, which is on Facebook. If you want to join, send us a request. Right now I am going through and actually deleting people who are not participating, because the book club is important. We want interaction. We want you to read the books.
Right.
We want to talk. When we were a smaller group, we had more interaction than when we were at, yes. Now, we were at 683. I've deleted it down to we have 400. And I'm going to continue to delete people who are not participating. So if you would like to participate and read with us and interact with us, please ask to join. And I am going to continue this, where if there's not participation, we don't hear from you, unfortunately, I am going to remove you from the group. I just think it's just unfair that it's the same people talking, so let us just have our group. But I purposely chose A Summer of Romance because I thought, with everything going on in the world right now, all we need is uplifting, funny, loving books. I'm working on trying to get Nikki to date again so she can get married and I can be the maid of honor. And so I have to learn about this
stuff. I don't
know
how the summer romance is going to do that, but hey, you got to start somewhere.
It's an idea. It's an idea. So, but
That's funny.
You know what? Let me get on or two because we have two other books.
Oh yeah, Come Away with Me by I just had a brain thing.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up. I should have had it pulled up already. It's my fault. But we have a first runner up and a second runner up.
Yeah, I read series. That's the other thing. It has to be. It doesn't have to be a series, but if it is a series, I'm starting. It's the With Me in Seattle series by Kristen Proby. She's one of my favorite authors. And Come Away with Me is the first book in that series. I think that was the first runner up.
Okay, and then we have Erin Specka's Heart on the Mermaid. I finished that. And I enjoyed it. I was really kind of hesitant because I'm like, am I really about to read about a mermaid? I don't know what's going on here. But I enjoyed the book. And this is the second time I've enjoyed his book because we read his book. I can't remember the name of it, but we read it earlier.
Something about demon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last year. So.
Yeah.
And then we have Come Away with Me. So you can pick any one of those. You can read all three of them. We encourage you to post even if you don't like the book, what you don't like, whatever, just start general conversation. That's the point of having the book club. We want it back to the way it was last year. Last year we had so much fun. We did snacks and chat where we all logged on. We had our wine and our snacks and we talked and stuff. And I think we've just grown too big to where, you know, I think it needs to be a smaller group. So it's going to be good again.
A smaller group or a large group that's all interested.
And I see right now that I have posted nothing but my stuff on there. So I will start posting actually about the books because the book club is also about what we're reading and mine definitely is not romance. But oh well, self-promotion, you know.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
So Nikki, what was your favorite romance book? Or do you have one?
If I have a favorite, I don't think I have a favorite because I do kind of have a favorite. It was a series too, but it's something that you would like, Mara, because it had a lot of action. It's Christian Ashley. She had a Rock Chick series, and it was like 9 books. And before that, it was another little series that branched off into Rock Chicks. So I think those were my favorite series because it was action, you know. They were in strip clubs, forming friendships, fighting, laughing, crying. They may have had, you know, the everyday trials that each woman went through. But overall, it was a happy ending. So I think the Christian Ashley Rock Chick series and there was another series before that. I can't think of the name of it. That fed into Rock Chicks. That was great.
Definitely, mine, what I keep trying to get you all to read, but nobody votes on it. So I'm just going to make it the book club of the month soon. Is Whitney My Love by Judith McNaught. I love that book. And you all are going to read that book. Nobody votes for it, but y'all are going to read it.
I think I haven't read it. That's a historical, right?
It's historical romance, and you know how I love my historical romances. Mm-hmm. So, yes. But you got to read it, Nikki. It's such a...
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if you'll like it, but you got to read it just because your BFF loves it.
Okay. And you have to start that other series, too.
Yes, we do. Hopefully we can have Bella back on the show, Bella Andre,
yeah,
and bring back Tracy Brogan.
Bella Andre.
Both of them have new book out each. So I'm going to invite them back to the show so that they can talk about it. And we had so much fun talking with them.
It's
nice networking with other authors and what they're going through. And, you know, they really helped me in publishing the Davenport, giving good advice. So I do appreciate both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's all. Hi, Nikki. We have anything else going on?
Yeah.
You know, stay posted.
No.
June 30th is our next show. So we'll be talking about the book signings that we're set up. So you can come out and see us, buy the poetry book. Hopefully the Davenports will be out by then as well. You can buy the Davenports. We're going to be doing it at bookstores mostly. Quiet, intimate spots. Last time we had it at my favorite store, Chico's, and I'm so grateful to Cynthia Villory for hosting my first book launch. But I think it needs to just be more intimate, and we need to appeal more to the crowd. So the bookstore is going to be that. And if Barnes & Noble picks up the book, then we definitely will be having a book signing there. So we'll keep you posted on that. Just follow www.marprose.blog. I post everything on there, keep you updated. And or you can follow me on Facebook, Author Mara Prose. And Prosy's Corner also has its own page. So whenever you want to tune in, just go to Prosy's Corner on Facebook and hit the call button, and you can listen into the show.
Right. Easy.
Easy.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say on June 30th, since we're going every other week with our show, we have actor Benny Bernard. Finally, he's going to be on our show.
Yay.
He has been so busy that, it's been hard to get him scheduled. So we finally have him on June 30th. And then possibly, this is not confirmed yet, we're looking at filmmaker Anton Harris. And he has a new film that's coming out. And we're hoping to have him on the 30th, if not the 30th, we'll have him on in July. I'm in works negotiating with his PR people right now. So we have some really, really good, fun, upcoming shows. Stick with us. I think that's all I have to say.
Yeah, that's it.
So we want everybody to have a great weekend. Don't forget, please join the book club and participate. Please go and get on Amazon The Journey to Mara Prose. It's a poetic memoir. It's a side I don't let people see. And it was really hard to write it, but it was also therapeutic. So please get my book. And when you get the book, please leave a review. I really appreciate that. So until next time, stay inspired, elevated, motivated, keep following your dreams.
Exactly.